Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore different aspects of the world of music, including album reviews, concert reviews, this week in music history, and of course, the new segment that we started last week, What Are We Listening To? To help me out with this program is the one and only Greg Harvey.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is I.
Yes, Greg. Glad to have you back. I know you were off for a bit, but it's cool. We're good. We're back.
We'll just make another podcast.
Just making podcasts, kicking butt, taking names. Once again, if you want to help us out with this podcast, you can go to our website at followthesoundpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner on the right-hand side. It'll take you to Amazon. You can do all of your normal shopping. It will not cost you anything extra to buy anything on there, but we get a little bit of money back for everything that you purchase. It's that simple.
There are some friends of mine who are constantly shopping on Amazon.com, and something tells me they haven't been using our banner.
That is true.
You know who you are, and all you got to do is click through our website.
Yes, because I see the numbers that come in, and I see, like, if your friends aren't buying, I know that they're not buying.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the website and click on the banner, or you can just go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, so I bet you're wondering, what are we listening to this week? And we've got a selection for you. Greg and I picked out a couple of really good ones. So go ahead, Greg, and start us off. What are you listening to?
Well, songs always get stuck in your head.
That happens a lot.
It happens a lot. But sometimes it's not just coincidence. Sometimes there are various things that spur those.
True. I'm going to go on one side note here.
Oh, well, already?
So, yeah. All right. So, as you know, my wife works for Live Nation. She's constantly doing all the promotions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of shows have to be posted in the morning before everybody's up and driving on their commute or riding in the train or bus or whatever it happens to be to work. So she's constantly playing commercials before I'm actually awake. And if you've ever heard commercials for concerts that are coming to town, it's little clips of each individual song and then talking about when the show will actually be.
Yeah.
This influenced my listening pattern this week, and we will get to that later on.
Coming to the Scott Trade Center, Hall and Oates. Oh, here she comes.
So, what do you got for us, though, Greg?
Okay, so this is actually an album that I always expected myself to have listened to by now and have not. So, because I know that they're a really great group, we've talked about them many times before.
We did an album review.
And as I was driving through the Taco Bell drive-thru the other day, the car in front of me had a 21 Pilots sticker in their window. And I thought, you know what? I haven't listened to Blurry Face from start to finish. So, I went ahead and put it on. And the song that really stuck out to me was Lane Boy.
Goes a little something like this.
Songs on this record that feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. It seems to me that singles on the radio are currency. My creativity's on the free when I'm playing shows. They say, stay in your lane, boy. Lane, boy. We go where we want to. They think this thing is a highway. Highway. But will they be alive tomorrow?
So that was Lane Boy by 21 Pilots. We did not review Blurry Face. We reviewed their album Vessel, which was the album just before Blurry Face. But I did see them in concert doing the Blurry Face tour. And that was always one of my favorite songs for them to do because the crowd goes like nuts when they do that song.
Very cool.
The crowd goes nuts anyway, just for like every 21 Pilots song.
Yeah.
But for that one in particular, like whenever he says the line, don't trust a song that's flawless, like they just like yell that line out. Oh, it's so good. I love it. So.
Yeah. Well, that one definitely stuck out to me, both because of how this album has such you know, kind of reggae, offbeat type music on it. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. It's kind of a fusion of a couple different things that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And of course, we've heard all the singles that were on the radio. This one you don't hear as much, but yet you might have caught it maybe once or twice on like the alt rock stations or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of one of those like, you know, not the top tier singles, but like the second tier singles off of the album. Mm-hmm. Probably could have been its own single. And yeah, so
yeah,
I like that. And all because the guy in front of me had that sticker in his, honestly, in his window when I was in the drive thru, it said 21 Pilots. And I thought, you know what? There's a band right there. This guy likes him enough to put a sticker on his car, and I'm not even listening to their album. What the heck?
For me, Vessel is the better album, but Blurry Face is still a great album. So
I mean, it's good stuff.
Vessel hooked me, man. It got into my soul like with that album. So, but Blurry Face was still really freaking good. But let's go ahead and move on to my first pick of the night, which is a band that I'm seeing this week in Columbus, Missouri. No, Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, yes.
Columbia, sorry, I got confused with Columbus, Ohio. No, Columbia, Missouri. We're going to drive out there because we're going to a place called the Blue Note to see a band that I saw once. I know I keep bringing up bands that I saw in Vegas. That's because I go to a music festival down there and I see like 40 bands that I like.
Introduced to all these new bands, and then when they come to town, you got to see them.
So I saw them twice in Vegas. I saw them on a small stage. And then I saw them on like the big stage, but they did like a small sort of intimate show in the middle of the festival and then did the big stage set. Both sets were just amazing. And these kids really, really blew me away on how talented they were. This is a band called Hippocampus, and the song that I picked this week is Violet. That was Violet by Hippocampus. I've been listening to the three albums that I picked up from there is off of Amazon Music, and every single one of them are just top-notch songs.
It's definitely the current sound. It fits well with what's popular right now. I like the fact, too, that they spell their name Hippocampus. Like it's
two
a,
different words?
Yeah,
like it's a campus
school.
For hippos?
Yeah, it's a hippo school, you know?
Which is funny, because I believe in the history of the band that they all met at school, like at a music school, and they were all kind of like in other bands, and then they were like, hey, let's do a project together, and then this is what came out of it. Like,
and one of the students happened to be a biology major and was like, I have the perfect name, Hippocampus. See,
so
it's a joke, you see?
So what I love, though, is also, normally with Jessica's connection, I get into concerts and stuff like that. But with this one, you know, Live Nation has no venues out in Columbia, Missouri. So the Blue Note had, like, a special thing where they were like, hey, if you draw a picture of a hippo, you could possibly win tickets to the show. You could win two tickets. And so Jessica was like, you've got to draw a hippo for me. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I draw a hippo for her. and she colored it in and like did some, did, you know, that, all that stuff. And then we submitted it and then we won.
Wow.
And so I'm, that's how I'm going to the show. We were really considering going to the show, but then when we won tickets, we're like, well, now we gotta go.
Yeah, of course.
So,
well, that's great.
I'm really looking forward to it. This is going to be, I think it's going to be an amazing show. I'm looking forward to them seeing, doing a full set as opposed to the shorter sets that they did it at Life is Beautiful. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this show.
I will say too, that this is like the kind of band you want to see at those shows, because like, for example, I like Green Day, you know, I can't.
Yes. It's not like you're wearing it on your shirt right now.
Well, yeah, that also, but like, I can't just buy a ticket and go see Green Day like I used to.
I mean, when they
came and played the pageant, I didn't stand a chance to get one of those tickets. They sold out like immediately. And, you know, with Hippocampus, they're one of those bands where like, they're already pretty good. You can make a pretty good guess that they're probably going to continue to get better.
Yeah.
At least for another album, you know.
I also enjoy the fact that right now they are kind of like right in that midsection between top 40 pop and like alternative rock.
Well, yeah, because like they get some airplay on the alt stations already.
Yes.
At least like satellite radio, you know, they're on Alt Nation.
But they're like, they're one radio hit away from being a top 40 artist.
Exactly. So you can still go see them at a place like the Blue Note, which is like a great venue to see a band.
Yes.
And you're going to see a great show, but yet you still get that comfort of like, oh, you know, this place isn't packed.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm not uncomfortable trying to see it because everybody is dying to see them.
Yeah. I got a feeling though that these guys are going to be like really taking off in the next couple of years.
Yeah, next time they come back around, it'll probably be more of like a sold out show situation, like a Portugal the Man type thing where the next year they're the biggest band.
Next year, yeah, they're getting nominated for Grammys and you know, selling out the pageant. So
Yeah, cuz they're doing like the festival circuit like you said. I think they played Mopop Music Festival in Detroit when I was there. And that most of those bands were kind of indie, you know, one hit away from being huge type situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next choice, Greg.
Okay. So, as a lot of you listening may know, we do album reviews out here, and I was brainstorming a little bit. What, you know, you don't just pick a random album and do it. At least I don't.
I
put a lot of thought into what album I want to bring to the album reviews, because I want to review albums that I like the whole album, not just like, oh, you know, my favorite song is off of this album, and so we're doing this album.
On a side note, for those of you who have been asking when we're going to get back to album reviews, I promise we are getting back to them.
Yeah.
It's just we, you know, after the holidays and stuff, things are still a little bit hectic and we're working our way back to it. But we're trust me, we're getting back to the album reviews.
Yeah.
Greg, continue.
Well, and as my story confirms, you know, I was brainstorming what my next choice was going to be. And anyways, you want to pick an album that from start to finish is listenable.
Yes.
Even for my own sake. And it occurred to me one of the few albums that applies to that is Cake's Comfort Eagle. And the song that got stuck in my head off of that one is called Building a Religion. And here it is.
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for these pendant keychains. To resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living Comfort Eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude. Now today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today. And yesterday is weaving in and out. And the fluffy white lines that the airplane leaves behind are drifting right in front of the waning of the moon. He is handling the money. He's serving the food. He knows about your party. He is calling you dude. Yeah, do you believe in the one big sign?
Yeah, that's Cake, all right.
Oh, so cakey good.
Mm. Yes. Like Cake is one of those bands that is great because they get that hook and they just hammer it home.
Yes, they do. Every song, And they usually establish it pretty quick, too, which is what I like.
Yeah.
Because this is another one of those songs where, like, it's not... I mean, the hit, like, the big single off of the same album was Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Yeah.
But, you know, every song on the album in its own individual right is good and listenable. Like, if I put my music on shuffle, any one of those songs comes up, and that's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, but even like, that hit, you know what the song is from the... first couple of notes.
Oh yeah.
Dun, da 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 da.
Yep.
Ba da 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 da. Like, yeah, everybody knows what that one is.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's a theme song to Chuck. I remember that. That's what that TV show was.
Well, Cake is a great group. They're always kind of wacky, and I think most of their music is so upbeat and cheerful, even in a weird kind of sense. But yeah, it's good mood music.
Yes, yes.
And I like to drive to it. So.
So. Let's go ahead and move on to my next choice, which is in a vastly different genre. But as you know, I am a religious person, and I love to write my own music, my own like Christian worship stuff that I do, right? You know, I don't really play it for anybody, but that's just for me. But, you know, so I also am one of those people that generally despises Christian music because most of it is just horrendous. Just bad, bad stuff, and I cannot stand it, and I want people to be better than what they are.
Yeah, so, some of it's kind of played out.
Yes.
Especially when you stick to one topic. You kind you pigeonhole yourself a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. So I found this guy, Danny O'Callaghan, and I've been listening to his music pretty much nonstop since I bought it. It's one of these albums, or it's an EP. It's five songs, and I can listen to that five-song track just nonstop. I could put it on repeat and just keep going back through it. So this is one of his songs. It is called Nineveh by Danny O'Callaghan. That was Danny O'Callaghan. The song is Nineveh, and it's one of these guys now that I have been talking about to all of my Christian friends and all of my music-loving friends about, and I cannot wait for this man to release a full album. It's going to be brilliant. So, Greg.
Yes?
What do you have for us next?
Okay. Well, my last one was inspired from a recent This Week in Music History, and we took a moment to dive into how enthusiastic all three of us are on this man's collective work. And that man is Wilson Pickett, who I said in that podcast, I'm going to have to go home and listen to more of his stuff. So now, without further ado, here's Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour.
I'm
how much else needs to be said other than that. He's one of those top-notch singers and performers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Wilson Pickett is exactly what I kind of needed this week in my musical taste because, like, I mean, you know, I'm on a music show here, and so I should be, like, pretty authoritative on music, but really I'm more of kind of a mainstream guy, and I think I cover those bases for us in our little group here.
Yes, yes.
But, like, sometimes I really just crave a horn section.
Yeah.
And something like that, that's it's laid back, but it's upbeat, and the horns bring it all together.
Yeah, especially later on that song, because when they really kick into gear, it's just good stuff.
Yeah.
Good songs.
Well,
man.
And if you listen to a lot of pop music, if you're listening to rap, and you're listening to stuff that's very intense in a lot of ways, because even, like, mellow rap can still be pretty intense based off the content.
Yeah, yeah.
But then this, it's like, you know, what is there to do except just sit back and enjoy it?
Exactly.
And you don't even really have to think too much about it. So Wilson Pickett had to make the cut for this week.
That is true.
And in a way, it kind of saved my week.
That's good. I'm glad.
Wilson was the light in the darkness.
Yes, yes, yes. So, considering my darkness, usually in the morning when I'm waking up, as I said earlier, my wife will play the promos that either go on radio or video or whatever it is. And so I get to hear clips of songs from one artist, and I get to hear multiple songs. But one morning she played this, and she played it a few times, and the song was stuck in my head the entire morning. And so, of course, I had to listen to it to kind of get rid of it. This is, as Greg alluded to earlier, Man Eater by Hall & Oates. There you go, Man Eater. Hall & Oates. I had that song stuck in my head all morning.
Because of the promos you heard.
Because of the promos I heard from
Hall & Oates,
my wife.
With Train at the Scott Trade Center on May 12th.
Yes. If you're in the St. Louis area, please purchase some tickets and go check them out.
Coming to the Scott Trade.
Yes, yes.
This May. Oh, there she comes. Live Nation presents Daryl Hall.
The other funny thing, though, as you know, I like to do the voiceover things, and I can do a pretty good, you know, Monster Jam kind of deal and a couple of other ones, too. And I was making fun of some of the promos for us. They weren't legit promos for country artists, but I was making fun of country promos in general. And so she played one for me, and it was like totally not what I was doing. But then she played like one of the rock ones that was like I think for Journey, and it was just, you know, Def Leppard and Journey are coming to St. Louis as well to play at Busch Stadium. But it was just like you know, it's like coming to Busch Stadium, Journey and Def Leppard. And so it sounded exactly like that.
Yeah.
So I was happy. I could totally do the voiceover for those promos and whatnot. But
there you go. Coming soon, promos. Promo podcast.
Promos with Brian Krock. So, yes, but that's what we've been listening to this week. Want to thank you guys for listening because, you know, these are shorter shows, yes, but I think we have a lot of fun doing them because, surprisingly, some people want to actually know what we're listening to.
Yeah, and a good chance to kind of refresh yourself.
We're not, like, tastemakers, like, at all. You know, like, we're not the people who are out there really, like, pushing heavily on certain things. But, I don't know, we come across a lot of music in our lives because we love music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we listen to a lot of different things, and I think it's nice that we get to present to different people, like, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we're listening to. We're not trying to prove that we're cool because we listen to all this random stuff or whatever. What we're trying to do is just present something nice that is, you know, hey, I was listening to this, what are you listening
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I think we really inspire ourselves a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because we do the other shows, and then I find myself going back and saying, you know, seriously, though, I do want to listen to more of X, or,
yes,
you
yes.
know, Jacob comes in with an interesting fact of a band I've never heard of before. Next thing I know, I've heard of them, and I'm intrigued, and I'm learning mm-hmm. more. And, you know, we're not too good for our own show.
That is true. That is very true. If you want to let us know what you've been listening to, please find us on Facebook. We've got a group called Follow the Sound. Or you can let us know on Twitter at IFollowTheSound. And come chat with us. Come post something on our page, and we will always interact with our fans that post on there. We've got a good group of people, all very knowledgeable about music. And so even if you've got basic questions about some random band or something in history or something dealing with even recording technology, we've got people on our group that can totally answer those questions. So find us on Facebook for Follow the Sound group. And just interact with us. But this has been another episode of Follow the Sound. I have been your host, Brian Krock. Along with me has been Greg Harvey.
Adios.
And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.